This is WLVR News. There are 32 million eligible Latino voters in the United States, but less than half voted in 2016. Here in the Lehigh Valley, Latinos make up almost 15% of eligible voters, and they could have a significant impact this year if they come out to vote. WLVR's community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with Jose Rosado, the first Latino to be elected mayor in the history of Pennsylvania, in Fountain Hill. He said that getting even one-third of registered Latinos to the polls could swing the election, but that political parties need to do more to reach these voters.
Are parties doing enough to connect with Latino voters to get them out to vote?
No, they're not. And I think part of the reason is because they've seen the low Latino voter turnout. So they're saying, hey, look, Latinos only turn out to vote in single digits. So it's not worth our time and effort to invest the resources in trying to get the Latino voter to come out to vote.
Why do you think that happens?
Well, I've had this conversation with numerous people. Voting is very sacred in Puerto Rico and in other Latin American countries. And the people value their vote. So when they're going to vote, they know, you know, which candidate they're going to support because they identify with that candidate or they identify with a particular party. So they're going to vote with a purpose. But when you come here to the United States and you're in a Latino community here, we get to election time. And when you look at who the candidates are and you don't recognize any of the names, you don't identify with any of the names, you don't know who they are, what their agenda is, or maybe you do and their agenda isn't in line with yours, well, you're going to be less likely to vote. So that's why I have continued to argue and advocate to the Democratic Party that we've got to do a better job at identifying and recruiting and mentoring and supporting Latino candidates for elected office. Because by doing that, not only do we support those Latino candidates, but we engage the Latino community. And when the Latino community comes out to vote in higher numbers, that it's definitely going to benefit the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates. The concern is whether or not, you know, we will turn out in significant numbers.
What are some other ways that you think political parties can be more proactive in their approach to engage Latino voters?
The issues that are important to the Latino community are issues that are important to everyone, regardless of what your background is, national origin is. We're talking about education. We're talking about economic development. We're talking about public safety. Those are key issues that are going to be important to everyone. However, we know that within the Latino community, the way that those issues are addressed impact our community differently. When we talk about education and we look at the quality of education that our young people are receiving in our urban districts is not as good as it may be for others. So again, you know, the issues may be the same, but how we address those issues is going to be very differently. And we really need to have a voice in those conversations. And when you don't have Latino state representatives, when you don't have a significant number of Latinos on your school board or, you know, in your municipalities, city council, mayors, those voices aren't being heard.
That was Jose Rosado, a political activist and former mayor of Fountain Hill, speaking with WLVR's Genesis Ortega. We'll be right back.